This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 15, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Some afternoon sunshine today, temperatures in the low 50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 6:42 p.m. The city of Beverly passed new rules this week to limit the height of new buildings on Cabot and Rantoul Streets. Paul Layton of the Salem News writes today that councilors have been concerned about the pace and size of development in the city. This is Ward 6 Councilor Matt St. Hilaire speaking on the unique character of Cabot Street.
I agree with Councilor Houseman regarding the unique asset that is Cabot Street in that area, the historic district, the Beverly Arts District, Montserrat College. To me, it's important that we keep Beverly unique in a lot of ways, and to me, this is a good step forward. And again, I don't think it's appropriate to have a big, large-scale apartment complex in the middle of Cabot Street, in the middle of our arts district, in the middle of our historic district. And I think that's, to me, what this is about. Four, five, six-story buildings, those end up being big apartment buildings.
The special city council meeting aired on BevCam television. A gun dealer from Littleton is looking to open a firearm factory and store on the Linway in Lynn. The Daily Item is reporting that this proposal is facing pushback from local officials. According to the news account, the proposed dealer does have a pending federal gun charge against him. There is a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting scheduled for February 21 that will hear the development application. In transportation news, there's still hope of restarting the Lynn commuter ferry into Boston sometime this year. According to State Senator Brendan Crichton, the biggest setback to resuming service is finding a ferry.
We don't have a boat, and we're searching all along the East Coast, all across the country, and they're just such limited supply right now that we do not have a start date, unfortunately. I would like to say May 1st, but I can't say so with confidence.
That's Massachusetts State Senator Brendan Crichton. And a big news buzz in Swampscott on Valentine's Day was the report of a baby seal on Phillips Beach. The Daily Item reports that the seal eventually made its way back to the ocean after a short nap on the beach. Bill Newell on sports next with the latest local news on basketball and hockey.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. Milwaukee beat the Celtics last night, 131-125 in overtime. The Celts are right back at it tonight when they play host to the Pistons. The Bruins went into overtime as well last night, but came out with a 3-2 win over Dallas. The Bees next play at the Predators tomorrow night. High school boys basketball from last night. Beverly over Winthrop, 94-51. Panther Ryder Frost earning his 1,000th point with a 24-point performance last night. Congratulations. The two big matchup games involved Peabody and Saugus last night. The Peabody boys were 65-43 wins over Saugus, while in the girls' game it went into overtime, Peabody coming out on top over Saugus 73-62. The Tanners are unbeaten in Northeastern Conference girls' basketball play this year. Boys high school hockey, Essex Tech to host Hamilton Wenham tonight at 6:30. Essex Tech has not played in 11 days. This is Coach Mark Leonard.
So I'm a little concerned about our start tomorrow night, but we had two real good practices this week, yesterday and today, and I think we'll be ready. We're back at home. We should have a great crowd, and hopefully we might be a little shaky the first 5 or 6 minutes, but I'm sure we'll settle down and getting back to the way we play.
What a season so far, though, for Essex Tech. 15-1-1.
I mean, you really can't ask for more. The kids have worked so hard and won some huge games, and we're starting to get huge crowds at our games, a lot of kids, which is great. So, yeah, we're very happy, and hopefully we're not done yet. We've still got playoffs coming up and still got a chance to win our league on Sunday against Lowell Catholic. So hopefully we keep it going.
Essex Tech boys hockey coach Mark Leonard. On the girls' side, Beverly will play at Gloucester today at 5, and then they play Methuen over the weekend. This is Beverly girls hockey coach Matt Lampert.
They're both going to be a grind. None of these games are going to be easy. To me, it's whoever comes prepared and wants it more. I don't think it's so much about the skill level. We can skate with any team.
Mm-hmm.
We're great team where we work hard. But really, who wants it more?
This programming note, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows will post tomorrow morning on our website. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.